So if we don't have an inclination to do something, then should we still try to do it? And will that purify us?
It depends on what that activity is. Now, if it is a core devotional activity, just say chanting the holy names or studying scriptures, then that's a part of our essential purificatory process. And then we should do that. And by associating with other devotees who have a taste for that, we are trying to understand what is it that gives them so much taste. Then gradually we'll get that taste also over a period of time. So now, if it is not a core devotional activity, which is a part of our sadhana, if it is some other activity, maybe some service, some devotees do managerial service, some devotees do preaching service, some devotees do some other kinds of services. If I am not very comfortable with a particular service, then it is both it is a balance between individual need and institutional need. Sometimes the temple where we are, they may need a particular service. So then we may do that service at that time. But over a period of time, for sustainable practice of bhakti, it is good that our primary service be something which we are inclined to do. Because we all have a swabhava. We have a particular nature. That nature, we don't have, the Bhagavad Gita talks about Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Now, that classification, the four varanas, may not be very practical in today's times. That's a whole different subject. But the underlying principle is, it's not just categorization into four categories. The principle is that there are different nature, that means different people have different things which they feel inspired to. And when they are engaged in that way, then they can move forward harmoniously in their life. So there are only two verses in the Bhagavad Gita that are repeated. Not verbatim, but almost verbatim. One is the call for a devotion to Krishna. Manmana bhav mad bhakto mad yaji ma namaskuru. In 9.34 it is Maam evaishyasi yuktvaiva maatmana matparayana. In 18.65 it is Maam evaishyasi satyam te pratijani priyosime. Just devote yourself to. Second verse that is repeated is Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharman Samshitata. In 3.35 is Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayavaha. 18.46 is that Swabhava Niyatam Karma Purvan Nakmoti Kivish. Krishna says, act according to your nature, don't act according to others' nature. So, if there is something. Is something which we are not at all attracted to, if we feel a lot of resistance towards doing that internally, then maybe that is not our nature. So as an expression of surrender, if we are told to do that, we may do that when it's a need. But for sustainability, if something causes too much resistance within us to do, then trying to do that we may say it may purify. But then, the price is so much. See, we don't just want to be purified. We also need to be enlivened, to be encouraged in our bhakti. So what happens sometimes when we are working too much against our material nature? That incompatibility with our material nature causes dissatisfaction. And we mistake that dissatisfaction to be spiritual dissatisfaction. And we think, hey, this process of bhakti doesn't work. So it is actually not spiritual dissatisfaction, it is material dissatisfaction. Because of the incompatibility of what I am doing with my nature. So then when we mistake that material dissatisfaction to be spiritual dissatisfaction, then we may become disheartened in the practice of bhakti and give up the practice of bhaktis. That should not happen. Bhakti is connection with Krishna, and the connection with Krishna gives us higher satisfaction. And according to our nature, if we do services, then there is not so much incompatibility, not so much resistance inside us. And we can be fruitfully engaged materially. Does that answer your question?